When there's a problem, there's a tendency to want to blame the other person. But I find that the true way to finding a solution is to blame yourself first. I'll be giving you reasons as to why I say blame yourself first in this video. My name is Fawn Peter, and right here on this channel, I share with you tips and lessons that I have used to make my life better and happier in the hopes that I can help you too. It's very easy to blame other people for our problems and our issues, but one truth is that we always have a part to play in anything that happens to us. It might have been as simple as allowing that thing to happen. It might have been as simple as not realizing that you could have stopped it or you could have repositioned yourself for that thing not to happen. So when we learn to blame ourselves first, no matter how insignificant what we may have done or not have done, maybe in the grand scheme of things, when we learn to blame ourselves first, it puts us in a position and a mental state where we can tackle the problem better. Here are some ways in which blaming yourself first helps you get to a solution faster. Number one, control. Ultimately, blaming yourself first puts your affairs in your hands. You control your life. You control your affairs. It's very easy to blame another person, but what happens when you blame another person is that you can almost not find a solution because the fault is with that person and you expect that person to make a difference, to make a solution, and to do something about it. At that point, it's not in your hands to find a solution anymore. Blaming yourself first helps you understand that you have a part to play in anything that happens to and with you. And when you have a mentality that teaches you to blame yourself first, generally if you know that if there's a problem, you're going to blame yourself first, what you do is make sure that whatever problems may happen doesn't happen. And even if it does, you're better equipped to handle it at that point. When you think like that, you have control over your affairs. Because when you keep blaming another person, and when the fault is always with another person or everyone, obviously you have no fault in it. So it's harder to get to a solution. It's harder to make a difference. But when you find the part you played in it, and you find what you could have done better, or you find what you did wrong in it, that empowers you to make a difference. So it gives you control over your life, over your affairs, over what concerns you. And at that point, you can begin to make decisions that will affect you well in the future. Decisions that won't bring negative consequences to you in the future, because you know at the end of the day, you'll have to blame yourself because you definitely have a part in it. And that also helps you see whatever parts you have in issues that may happen. I mean, you can't always run away from problems, but when they happen, how can you change it? What part could you have played that could have averted it? What can you do? So when you focus on yourself and not everyone else, since the problem affects you too, you can make a difference. And even though these other people or this other person may have played a very significant or bulky part in the whole problem, you can still find something you can do about it. Number two, you understand the problem. When you blame yourself, if something happens and you say, what part did I have to play in this? What could I have done better? What did I do wrong? What is my reality? You get to analyze the problem more. You analyze the problem better. And then you see things clearer. You see that, oh, if I didn't give this person this opportunity at this point in time, maybe this wouldn't have happened. Oh, if I wasn't at this place at this time, maybe this wouldn't have happened. Oh, if I didn't do this, or if I did this, or if I did, you just understand what the problem is better, because you can now see that this problem is as a result of these actions, is as a result of this thing. I was here at this point and that's why this happened. Or I decided to stay in a relationship that was abusive to me because of my emotions and it has ended here. Rather than just blaming the person who beat you up for beating you up and being a nasty person, the person has fault, but what is your own fault? I didn't recognize that this person had these traits. I missed this and I stayed in the relationship. Or maybe I saw these traits but I chose to stay in the relationship and now I have ended up here. What is my part in this? That helps you understand what the problem really is, and that is a step in the right direction. Number three, find your weaknesses. When you understand what the problem really is from analysis, you understand what you could have done, you understand where you went wrong, you understand where you fell short, you just generally understand your fault. And that helps you understand your weaknesses. And when you know your weaknesses, moving forward, you know how to avoid them, you know how to avoid the problems that come with them, or you just know generally to get better. You know what to work on with yourself, you know what to do with yourself generally. But if you keep blaming everyone except yourself, you'll never see your problems, you'll never see your faults, you'll never see your weaknesses, and you'll never grow, you'll never change, you'll never learn. So it's important that at some point when you have a problem, you remind yourself to say, okay, you know what, I blame myself. What did I do wrong here? What could I have done better? So you're able to analyze the situation, understand it better, see what you could have done better, and understand, oh, this is how I fell short. Do I have a record of this? Is there a trait somewhere? Is this something I tend to do? Is this something I should change? Is this something I should not change? What can I just do better? What can I do better? Number four, solution finding. So like I said earlier, the moment you blame yourself, you found a solution. Because at the point where you say, I blame myself, what did I do wrong here? You find what you did wrong or what you could have done better. It may not necessarily be what you did wrong. And then you understand the situation better. You understand yourself. You know if you're facing a weakness or it's just a random fault. You know, it's just a random flaw. It's just a random example of falling short. And at that point, you have your solution. You already have your solution staring me in the face, because now you know, next time I should do this, next time I shouldn't do this, but for now, this is what I should change, this is what I should do, this is how this should work, and voila, you are in a better place. You've made a difference, you've changed the situation, you've created a solution, you found a solution, and you've made things better. Yes, it was a sour incident, it was an unhappy incident, there was a problem, but you've understood it. You can understand whether to let that person go, whether to let that person out of your life, whether to keep the person and forgive the person, whether to move on, what to change about yourself. If it's in your job, you can understand whether to clean up the mess you made, or whether to delegate it, or whatever the case may be, whatever the problem is, you understand how to go about it. You find a solution for it because you've understood the problem better, you've seen your own part in it, and you can move forward. Rather than putting the blame on everyone and sitting and waiting for a difference to be made, and everyone's not making a difference, and the problem still stares you in the face because you have no part to play in it, and obviously you can't make a difference because you never did anything wrong and you can't do anything wrong. It doesn't quite work. But once you tell yourself that there's something you could have done better, the solution is staring you in the face. Number five, growth and maturity. Once you have this mentality and you approach life in this manner, you understand different things, you understand new things, you understand that no one is perfect. Everyone is fallible. Everyone makes mistakes. You understand that everyone has a part to play in everything. You understand that even yourself have fault and you have a part to play in everything that happens to you. You tend to learn to forgive people more. You accommodate people more. You understand things more. You see things clearer, because that's the point where you can now even teach people how to also solve their problems, to find solutions. So generally, this trait and other traits like this teaches you and grows you, it matures you, it makes you a responsible, mature, empathic, sympathetic individual to people around you, to people at your workplace, at home, social gatherings, because we'll always have problems wherever we go. It's just a thing in life. You cannot run away from having problems. But the minute you have this kind of mentality, you tend to find solutions quicker. You become a mature person, you grow, you learn, you evolve, you become better. You become better at understanding people, accommodating people, helping people, forgiving people. You become better at handling your own issues, better at coordinating yourself. You train yourself, you face your weaknesses, you work with your weaknesses, you see your strengths, you know what to do. Why? Because you know that if a problem comes tomorrow, you'll have a part to play in it. And if you're a responsible person who does not want to keep putting his or herself in problems, then you'll learn to avert them. And once you start doing that, it opens a chain, it opens a circle, it opens a habit that teaches you and helps your life to be better generally. These are the reasons why you should learn to blame yourself first, to help you find solutions to your problem and just live better and happier regardless of what everyone around you may be thinking or doing or how they may be hurting you. If you have more tips or you have any other comments, please let me know in the comment section. You can also subscribe to this channel if you like this content, and you can hit the notification button to be the first to know when a new video is up every week. And for more similar content from me, you can check out my podcast, The Fix Podcast, up on Google and Apple Podcasts. I'll see you next week.